Blog Talk Radio.
I cannot deal with no insanity. But in my life, I dealt with a very bad experience with the insane strangers who lived on Vos and Landon, or lived in an apartment building, which I was there briefly for a year or two. I did not talk to them. I was not their friend. I was not their acquaintance. And also people who I perhaps, there were other people who I was worked with 20 years ago. It is 2023. And 2003, 2002, I was very young trying to make it in industry. And I still am. So 20 years ago, 20 years now, these same people, strangers from that apartment on Vos, are still coming over here trying to press my buttons. I am very concerned. I don't want to talk about this every single podcast where the police have not locked this woman and this man up and these group of people. They lived on Vos. They lived on, they have mental problems, go to a mental center. I don't deal with people like that. I'm an artist. I'm very high functioning, intellectual. I don't want to deal with somebody who target me or say things at me who I don't know or talk about something in the past 20 years ago. When I hear this woman saying, oh, I should work somewhere and I own my home, I'm an adult, I don't know them, that's an insane, crazy person. When I hear somebody say, work at Occupational Center, West Valley, I guess she was over there on Vos, heard me talking. I guess, you know what, I'm not going to make an allegation that hasn't been proven, because I already told you those allegations of trespassing were at my condo that I didn't allow and I called the police on. Well, these same people may have been, I could have been violated over there in that apartment building. I believe I could have been. I don't know. I didn't talk to these people. How did they know what I was saying? Or maybe they listened to my podcast talking about it in the past. I don't know. One thing is that it's difficult to ignore when you have an insane, crazy person talking at me who I really don't know, who I saw in my apartment building 20 years ago, and who I guess they're obsessed. I consider them dangerous. A restraining order, I did that route. I called the police. Now I eventually would like to try to move so I don't deal with this crazy person. I'm not on this planet. I mean, there's one life to live, and I do know right from wrong, and everything I say on this podcast is absolutely the truth. I will not make up stories. My health is fine. Everything I said is truthful. I'm dealing with a deranged, dangerous group of people who I do not know, or and I haven't, I lived next to 20 years ago, or maybe I saw them 20 years ago, who targeted me for perhaps jealousy, envy, or some kind of psychosis. They said crazy things like, I don't own my property. They said crazy things like, talk at me about threatening me for no reason. I have no attraction to these type of people. You know, mental illness, I can't work or deal with people who are mentally ill. When I say work, I don't want to deal with anybody like with my music or academia. If I had a job, I would not want to work with someone who had a severe illness. I am not interested in clinical psychology. I am not interested in dealing with someone with a severe schizophrenia or some antisocial or some narcissist who cannot stop targeting an innocent person like me. It makes me angry because the system and the cops have not locked these people up. I was walking down the street and I was so angry that I started mumbling to myself, well, why these people have been locked up? They should have went to prison 20 years ago. And I don't know why I have to keep calling the cops. As I said before, I am planning to try to sell my place, because I don't want to deal with no insane criminal coming over here who I don't know, who targeted me for 20 years. They live next door to me. I guess I live next door to a psychopath. I really, truly have, honestly did, live next door to a psychopath, crazy, dangerous criminals 20 years ago. You know, when I hear them say that I came on to somebody, which wasn't true, or say, say 2005, I don't even know what they're talking about. If they're talking about, I never knew these people, and 2005, I was practically here, you know. If they talk about me living somewhere else, I wasn't. But I don't care, you know. They can believe a lie or their delusion. I'm so surprised they haven't been locked up. I dealt with them when I was young, crazy, people with severe mental illness who are dangerous. And I have to be very safe and keep myself safe. Because, again, as I mentioned before, I cannot have friendships with people who are low-functioning, and I cannot have friendships with people who are criminals or who are severely mentally ill. When somebody who I don't know or really don't know at all, who I only saw at my apartment building 20 years ago, drive in a car and say crazy things, threaten me and stuff, I realize how dangerous the mentally ill can be, some of them. And these people are mentally ill and can't move on for 20 years. In fact, I don't even know they should have because I don't even know them. So I leave it to the police and the mental health of the mental health to get involved, because eventually these people are going to go to prison. I do see that. They're going to go to prison or get in trouble with the law because of their illness and inability to stop harassing strangers like me. And their inability to, they don't have the capacity to deal with strangers and people. You know, they look at me as some object to target. They don't look at me as a human being. I believe this woman, when she was saying she don't like me, and she said she called the school to get my grades, and she committed some fraud, followed me in a car with her boyfriend, a Latino boyfriend or black boyfriend, and they keep coming over here mentioning guilty parties and things that don't pertain to 2023, talking about something 20 years ago that don't pertain to reality, talking about what happened 20 years ago. I realize how dangerous these mentally ill people are. So I'm going to stay safe. So I just could not believe that I was dealing with a crazy psychotic criminal who can't, who's still targeting me for 2 decades. And it's really is urgent that somebody arrest them. I mean, even, you know, Buffalo or wherever they come from, I don't deal with that. I mean, I am so surprised the police haven't locked these people up. They got enough officers to lock crazy people who are dangerous. I'm so angry. I'm so full of rage that these sick criminals have been locked up. I'm so crazy. So this craziest crazy man has been talking about things that don't pertain to reality in his world. Maybe because of I was in the industry, he don't know the difference between a school or a house or whatever. His IQ is low, talking about being or whatever. I don't know why he's coming near me. I mean, it really is surprising. And I think it had to do with my home. It's none of their business. I own a home by law, a little bitty home. They could have got off they Latin ass, lily white ass, black ass, and bought their own home and move on. So they moved from Vos, they moved on Haskell to, I don't know why they're moving over here. That African-American woman is so psychotically deranged. It is surprising why I said all those stereotypes that she fit into, dangerous, sick, and so is those Latin and white people. I'm going to be fine. I don't care what they say. And in response to what I say on podcasts, they're going to make up stories about my mental health because they saw me mumbling, getting angry, and they're going to say, oh, I'm making up stories. I hear voices. That is not true. I'm very aware of reality. These people are not aware they're too dangerous to live near me because I do not know them. I own the property. You don't tell me what to do in my own home. I mean, tell me where I work or I shouldn't do this or they don't want to see me in law school. That's deranged. That's crazy. And anyway, I don't know why she and the girl and the boy followed me around. I have no attraction to people like that. I never did, never will. Make up stories about coming on. I don't even have no attraction to people like that. They don't have much to show, and they're too deranged to even be attracted to. I'm afraid these people might do something evil to go to prison for the rest of their life. As I said before, I like to hang around with positive people. I don't hang around with bigots. I don't hang around with religious or crazy people. I don't hang around with zealous, mentally ill, deranged people. And unfortunately, I had some of them from the San Fernando Mental Health Cornerstone come over here or from the center who should have moved on 20 years ago. They should have moved on 20 years ago. It's really sad about mental illness. But I have to talk about it because some people, these people are the symbol of why some mentally ill people are dangerous. They talk at people who they don't know, me. They talk at strangers, and they may commit crimes or commit something. It has nothing to do with who they are. It has to do with their actions. They make up stories about me trying to hinder my potential. They targeted me because of jealousy, because of owning a home. They targeted me because they don't want me to make it in the music industry, and they're trying to make up lies that I'm this or that or bigot or whatever. That has nothing to do with it, and I'm not. These black people are too dangerous. They don't know how to mind their business because they're illness and they're criminal. They belong in prison. These Latin people and white people, gangbangers or hoodlums and drug addicts, mentally ill people, go to that sitter or hang out on Haskell near Sherman Way, should have been locked up in prison. It's important that they go to prison. Meanwhile, I have to stay safe. And I'm going to say this to people out there on podcasts. If you feel unsafe with people who are mentally ill and they talk at you, call the police. If you're living near a deranged person who's been harassing or stalking you for no reason, try to get a restraining order or simply try to move eventually. That's what I'm trying to do. I have to stay sane. Everything I say is very truthful. I would not make up a story. I'm just so surprised that I'm dealing with something that had been going on for 20 years and the police have not locked these people up because they deserve to go to jail. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.